This shir is dedicated to the refuah shleima of Chaim Yisochar ben Chaya Mushkat, Shekodesh Baruch Yishlach lo refuah shleima min haShamayim, Romach Yevorov v'Shesor Godov, Yishel Avarich Hashem v'Shoyim, B'toiv u'B'ne'imim. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the mitzvahs in the weekly parasha, and we will be dealing with a Chodosh controversy. As probably many of you know, the question of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is a major discussion throughout the ages, from the Rishonim to present-day halachic authorities. This question continues to occupy Gedolei Yisrael, and we will be trying to clarify this topic today. Maybe I won't come with any tremendous chidushim today, but hopefully after today's shiur we will all have more clarity on the big question of Chodesh. So in the weekly parasha, we learn the mitzvah of Korban Oimer. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Vayidaber al Bnei Yisrael, Vayomartu aleihem, Ki sevoru el haoretz asher ani noisim lachem, Uktzartem es ktziro, Vehevesem es oimer, Reishis ktzirchem el hakoyen. And here we have the mitzvah of Korban Oimer, which is one of the menuchas. And after the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Korban Oimer, we learn the issur of Chodesh. V'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo yistarichlu ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. Ad v'yachem es korban elokeichem chukasoylem ederesechem v'chol moish v'yiseichem. So on one hand, mimochros hashabbos, tet zayin nissen, is the day in which bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim we had to bring the Korban Oimer. And until the korban is brought, we cannot eat chodesh. That means the new tevua grain that is grown before Pesach is prohibited until the korban oimer is brought. And what happens after the korban of Beis Hamikdash when we don't have any korbanos? Yom Hanif. The day in which the korban was brought, Tetzai and Benissen, the day is Matyar Chodesh. There is a machloikis in Kiddushin, in the Mishnah, Kiddushin Lamed Vav Omed Beis, Tana Kamen Rabbi Eliezer, whether the Issa of Chodesh applies only in Eretz Yisrael or also in Chutz La'aretz. So the basic rule is, and that is the Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin, Kol HaMitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz Nogot Bi'aretz, they are not relevant in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz Min Ha'or Leva HaKila'ayim. The Tana Kamen says there are two exceptions. Two mitzvahs that even though they are mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz, but they apply not only in Eretz Yisrael but in Chutz La'aretz as well, and those two exceptions are Orla and Kilayim. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer af ha'chodosh. Exception number three, Chodosh, even though being a mitzvah atluyas ba'aretz is noyeg ben bi'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. Halacha kiman. What is the halacha? Usually the halacha is ketana kame against the Eliezer, Yochid Verab Malochi Kerabim. However, in this case, the Rif, on the spot, the Rosh, the Rambam, Perik Yudah of Macholas Asureis, all paskin in accordance to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Chodosh Noyeg Beim Biuretz Beim Bechutz Loretz. The Machloikas that we find in the Mishnah Kedushin Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we find once again Machloikas Amirua in Menoches Samaches Amid Beis. And the question discussed in that sugi is Sveike de Yoima regarding the Issur of Chodesh. As we know, in Chutz La'aretz we have Sveike de Yoima, we have 2 days Yom Tov. So, what about the Issur of Chodesh? Is Chodesh prohibited till Leil Yud Ches Nisan because of Sveike de Yoima? Today we no longer have Sveike de Yoima, but we do have Isharu Bemine Davisechem Shibi Yudechem. So, do we keep Shnei and Tzayim Shogoli a Sveiket Yom regarding the Yisrael of Chodesh or not? And that is a Mechloike Samiru Menuchas Samaches Amud Beis. Rav Ashi maintains because Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is an Yisrael Diyurais, a Sveiket Diyurais Lechumra, and therefore Sveiket Yom is relevant not only regarding the Dinam of Yom Tov, also regarding the Dinam of Chodesh. Rav Huna and Rav Popa maintain no, Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is merely an Yisrael Rabbanan, and therefore Sveike de Rabbanan Kula, and we don't have to adhere to Shnei Yemam Tzoyim Shal Goliath to Sveike de Yoima. So the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh all pass in that Chodesh is Noeg B'chutz La'aretz, halachika Rabbi Eliezer, and that is the opinion of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Din of Chodesh appears twice in Shulchan Aruch, naturally in Yeredeya, because that's where it should be, together with other Dineis of Eta, together with all the halachas, Mitzvah Satu Yisvorot, so say this word. So in Yeredeya, Reish Tzadik Gimel Siv Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, Chodosh Noyeg Beim Yoros Beim Bechutzoros Beim Bishol Yisor Beim Bishol Goy. We find this halacha once again in Arachayim Tov Pei Tes. That's not where it naturally belongs, but Tov Pei Tes is all the Dinam of Svias Oymer. And because Chodosh has a kesher with the Korm Oymer, Tov Pei Tes Sif Yud, that's the last Sif in Sin and Tov Pei Tes, the Mechaba once again says, Chodosh Osor Bismanazei Beim Yeretz Yisrael Beim Bechutz Loras. Now, there is a Mishnah Melech arguing that Chodesh, even in Eretz Yisrael, this man is merely the Rabbanan, but many Achrayim rejected the opinion of the Mishnah Melech, and they maintain regarding Chodesh, there's no difference between this man Shabbos and Migdash Hoyokayim and Liach Achor Beis Migdash, because regarding the Yisrael of Chodesh, let's go back to the basic pasuk. But lechem v'koli v'karmel lo yisoichlu ad etzom yoyim ezeh ad haviyachem eskor ben alokechem chukasoylam ledoiro yisoichem. So in the Yisrael of Chodesh, the pasuk specifically emphasizes ledoiro yisoichem, and therefore ledoiro yisoichem, this Yisrael is intact, and therefore even this man ezeh Chodesh would be osur min haTorah according to most Rishonim. I say most Rishonim because there are some Rishonim that argue that Chodesh and Chutz Laretz is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Primarily, first and foremost amongst them is the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Siman Shin Chof Ches argues, Halachi Ketana Kama, Belo Kereb Eliezer, Yochid V'Rabim, Halachi Kerabim. And therefore, Chodesh and Chutz Laretz is also only Mid'Rabbanan. And this is not only a Das Yochid, Or Zeruah, his great son, Shalas Achuvas Maharach, Or Zeruah, and some other halachic authorities, as we will shortly see. But the Or Zeruah proves his point from a Mishnah in Masechet Menachos. First Mishnah, Menachos Perek Tes, Pei Gimel Amud Beis in Masechet Menachos. The Mishnah says, Ein hu oimer bo elo miyeretz Yisrael. You cannot bring the korm oimer only from the produce of Eretz Yisrael. However, in the Braisa that's brought in the Gemara, we find that this is a machlokes, and there is another opinion that the Oimer Bo Beim Eretz Yisrael Beim Chutz Laretz, and the Gemara explains the opinion that maintains that one can bring the Korban Oimer from Chutz Laretz. His opinion is based on the assumption that Chodesh is also in a Torah of Chutz Laretz. So if the Issa Chodesh applies to Chutz Laretz, the mitzvah of the Oimer would be the same. So the Or Zeruah argues that if the man the Oimer Bo Mechutz Laretz is based because Chodesh is Noim Mechutz Laretz, then we could assume that the opinion of the Mishnah She'ein Hu Oimer Bo Mechutz Laretz, that is because Ein HaChodesh Noheg Mechutz Laretz. And therefore the Or Zeruah argues Halachik Istam Mishnah. We have Istam Mishnah Menachos Beyom Amen Beis. You cannot bring Korban Oimer from Chutz Laretz, and probably that is because Chodesh is not also an Atayah on Chutz Laretz. And that is the ruling of the Or Zeruah. But it's quite obvious in the Rambam that the Rambam does not accept the basic axiom of this Chiddush. Because on one hand, the Rambam Perek Yod, Machulas Osiris, Halacha Beis, maintains that Chodesh is not Oimer Chutz Laretz min Atayah. And on the other hand, in Perek Zayin, Elchastamidin v'musafin in Halacha Hey, the Rambam brings Halacha Kistam Mishnah Einu Oimer Bo Elo Miyeretz Yisrael. So the opinion of the Rambam seems to be very clear, and it is also, I think, elaborated in the Lecha Mishnah. The Rambam says that the kesher between Oimer and Chodesh is not a wholesome kesher; it is one-sided. Lachatzoin. If we say you could bring Korban Oimer from Chutz Laretz, behechleach yesh yisur chodesh b'chutz laretz. But if we maintain that you cannot bring the Oimer only from Eretz Yisrael, that does not necessarily mean she'ein chodesh noyeg b'chutz laretz. Even if the yisur chodesh does apply in Chutz Laretz, it may be that the korban nevertheless has to be brought only from Eretz Yisrael. That is very clear in the Shita of the Rambam. However, the Or Zeruah has his opinion, Chodesh Chutzaretz is only Midat Rabbanan. Would that be relevant? Definitely, because if it's in a Siddur Rabbanan, then Sveikha Lekula. If it's in a Siddur Uraisa, we should be Machmer B'Sveikas. So the Or Zeruah doesn't entirely solve the dilemma why for hundreds of years Yidden and Chutzaretz were not Machmer L'Gabei Chodesh. But it brings us one step closer to solving this halachic dilemma. Because if Chodesh and Chutzaretz is merely in a Siddur Rabbanan, then we are lenient regarding Sveikas, Sveikas de Rabbanan Lekul. Rabbeinu Boruch Megormaizer was one of Bali HaTosfos, and he is the Bala Truma. His opinion is, Ein Chodesh Noeg B'Chutzaretz Ela B'Makoymis HaSmuchim L'Yeretz Yisrael. It is very clear that his opinion is based on the same assumption as the Or Zeruah. Chodesh and Chutzaretz is a Nisa Rabbanan, it's not a Nisa D'Oraisa, and therefore Chazal were goyzel only on Makoymis HaSmuchim L'Yeretz Yisrael. We find in various sugyas and shas that this basic rule applies to Tumas HaMaisas. Tumas HaMaisas v'chutz laretz are not noyeg, mitzvahs atuyas laretz. However, the makomim hasmuchim l'eretz yisrael, those towns and cities which were inhabited by Jews and they were close proximity to Eretz Yisrael, chachamim were goyzel Tumas HaMaisas. And the same rule, according to the Sefer HaTruma, applies to Chodosh. So, if we accept the ruling of the Sefer HaTruma, then everything is okay. And that is the reason why Jews in Europe didn't hold the Issa of Chodosh. Bizman Shebeis Migdash Yokayim, not all of us are historians, but the Yishuv HaYehudi in the Middle East was vast. And all the countries and the major cities close to Israel were inhabited by Jewish people. Chazal speak about the tremendous Kehillah in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, which was obviously a huge Jewish community. And we know the Jews were living in all major cities in the countries surrounding Eretz Yisrael. So in those days, Chazal were Goyza Chodosh, as they were Goyza Tchumis HaMaisas, B'mkoyim HaSmukum Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Baruch Megormaizer definitely assumes the same as the Or Zeruah, but Or Zeruah doesn't go that far to argue that Chodesh doesn't apply to the entirety of Chutzaretz, only the Makoymis HaSmuchim L'Yeretz Yisrael. But let us state very clearly that this, while this opinion is not a Das Yochid, because we have the Or Zeruah, Marach Or Zeruah, Rabbeinu Baruch Megormaizer, but the vast majority of Rishonim, headed by Amudei HaHalacha Lakol Beis Yisrael, the Rav, the Rambam, the Rosh, Tosfos, they all maintain that Halacha is Kerev Eliezer and Chodesh is Noeg Min HaTorah B'Chutz Laretz. However, the Taz has an interesting argument, Reish Tzadik Gimel Yerodei Asif Kotn Dalet, and the Taz argues that Chodesh and Chutz Laretz is because Sveikin Yuraisu L'Chumra. And because the question is a question of the D'oraisa, we are machmer and we are choishish to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Not because that is the psak, that is rather the chumrah. So according to the Taz, Chodesh and Chutzaretz is a suffix. A suffix in which we have to be machmer because it's a psyche D'oraisa, but nevertheless a suffix. So if we put together the Or Zeruah and the Taz, then it's psyche D'Rabbanan Lekula. But the Taz doesn't maintain, it doesn't accept the Shita of the Or Zeruah. But the argument of the Taz is, Chodesh and Chutz Laretz is a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah because Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumrah, but it's not a clear verdict that the Halacha is Kerev Eliezer. And some of the greatest Achroinim have the same opinion as the Taz, including the Shai Gezariah, Chubas HaChadoshes, first four Chubas dealing with the question of Chodesh, and the conclusion of the Shai Gezariah is in accordance to the opinion of the Taz and the Mishkenes Yankov. Mishkenes Yankov was one of the great disciples, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Chaim Valashana, Talmidov Shel HaGoen, and in Yoredes in the Samach Rav, he has a lengthy discussion, and he concludes the same as the Taz, that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is a Sofik and not a Balei. Rosh HaMedabrim in the Sugya of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is the Bach. And let me say very clearly, the Taz, the Ozerua, the Bach, and the Tshuvas HaRosh that we will shortly discuss, they all deal with a minig, because for many, many years, actually many generations, Jews and Chutz La'aretz were Mekel v'Yisrael Chodesh. And Kedarkom Shel Gedoyli Yisrael, they wanted to look for a basis to this minag, minag Yisrael Torah, and they made a tremendous effort to be Miyashev Minhogom Shel Yisrael. These psukim are not lechatchila, but rather confronting a minig that obviously prevailed for many, many generations. Gedolei Yisrael tried to cope and explain on what this minig is based. So the Bach, unlike most of the other Achronim who are very apologetical in this sugya, the Bach is very adamant, and the Bach writes that Osur l'shum moir v'ro ala hachmio b'chodosh neged minig Yisrael. And the Bach writes Haroyzer hachmio yachmio la'atzmo, but the minig is powerful and halacha k'minag, as the Bach writes, one does not have to be machmi and Chutz La'aretz. So what is the approach of the Bach? The Bach argues Chodesh is noyeg b'Chutz La'aretz, but only b'k'tzir Yisrael and not b'k'tzir Nochrim. Because regarding the mitzvah of Kor Moima, the pasuk I quoted when we started today's shiur, the Bach maintains that Ktzirchem applies not only to Kor Moima but also to the Yisrael of Chodesh, and therefore Ktzir Nochri Potter Min HaChodesh. And because once upon a time, probably today as well, in Chutz La'aretz, who reap the fields, probably non-Jews, Ktzir Nochri, Potter Min HaChodesh. However, this discussion doesn't start with the Bach. Tosfos deals with this question in Kedushin Lamed Vav, and Tosfos makes it very clear that Chodesh applies Min HaTorah not only to Ktzir Yisrael, also to Ktzir Nochrim. And Tosfos brings the Raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks, the Tanakhama says there are two exceptions. Mitzvah Satluyas Boris, but nevertheless on Nayed Ve'em Yoras Ve'em Chutzoras, or Levi Kilayim. The Beliezer says there's a third exception, Chodesh. Why don't they talk about Chala? Chala is Nayed Ve'em Chutzoras, even though it's a Mitzvah for Yoras. So the Yerushalmi says Chala is different, because Chala is not Nayed Bishel God, only Bishel Yisrael. So Tosfos brings a Raya, and Lachod, it's a tremendous Raya. Chala is not in the Mishnah because it's not Noeg Bishal Akum. Harelan Shechodesh Ken Noeg Bishal Akum. So Tosfos makes it very clear, Chodesh is Noeg Bishal Goy. The Rosh says the same, Chuvas the Rosh, Chelik Bet, Klal Beis, Siman Aleph. And it's a Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadik Gimel Siv Beis in Yoredeya. But nevertheless, the Bach is Chodesh on the Vizir Yisif. He rejects the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, his Chelek and Tosfos, his Chelek and the Rosh, and the Bach maintains, Ein Chodesh Noeg B'Tzir Nochri. The Bach is in Yodei Reish Tzadik Gimel, and once again in Tshuvas HaBach HaKadosh Reish and Siman Mem Beis. But the Dach doesn't offer an explanation to the Yerushalmi. So how would the Bach deal with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, Chala is not in the Mishnah because Chala doesn't apply to Shel Nochri. Obviously Chodesh does. So how does the Bach deal with the Yerushalmi? He doesn't. He doesn't deal with the Yerushalmi. The Bach, fully aware that his Chodesh and Tosfos and the Rosh, finds a relation on which to base his opinion, and that is Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. Rabbeinu Avigdor was quoted a few times in the Rosh, obviously one of the great Rishonim. And the Bach writes that he found the source, Exaviah, the Rabbeinu Avigdor, that maintains, Ein Chodesh Noyeg, Iktzir Nochri. However, today, we have Exaviah, which was printed in a Sefer Psokim, Vipirushim, Sherabeinu Avigdor HaTzarfati. He was Rabbeinu Avigdor Kreitzelik. And what we see there is slightly different than what the Bach quotes, because the Bach makes it very clear that in his opinion, Chodesh Einay Noyeg Bishal Nochri Ben Bi'er Sesol. However, in the manuscript from which that sefer was printed, Rabbeinu Avigdor says, in Sesol, Ben Bi'er Sesol Ben Bi'er Nochri. However, in Chutzlars, only Bi'er Sesol. So according to the Rabbeinu Avigdor, we should never tell him that he was Shalmi. Chalo, Eina Noeg Bishol Nachri, even in Etz Yisrael. However, Chodesh in Etz Yisrael is Bein Yisrael, Bein Benachri. So that should be sufficient in explaining the Yerushalmi. However, the Bach, the way he presents his Shitta, has a problem with the Yerushalmi. Even though, halachically, doesn't make much difference, because the entire question of Chodesh is not relevant in Israel. In Israel, the Tvua is Gidulei Choref.
Winter crops.
Winter crops. Only rain is needed, and therefore all the Tvua in Esau, all the grain in Esau is grown in winter, and therefore there is no question of Chodesh. And therefore this controversy was primarily in Chutz La'aretz. So anyway, that is the opinion of the Bach. To me it seems very clear that if Rabbeinu Avigdor makes this definition, this distinction between Ktir Esol and Ktir Akam only in Chutzlars, then his opinion is also based on the assumption of Orzerua, that Chodesh and Chutzlars is Merabon, because if Chodesh and Chutzlars is Menatayra, there is no basis to differentiate between Esol and Chutzlars regarding Tzienachri. And if Rabbeinu Avigdor's opinion is based on the Orzerua, then once again, we definitely should be choishes to the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, and all the other Rishonim that reject the opinion of the Rosarua, and their opinion is Chodesh B'chutzlars is Minatoira, and if it's Minatoira, there is no basis to differentiate between Yisroel Legoy and Chutzlars, and not in Eretz Yisroel. Nevertheless, we have discussed the approach of the Bach, which is one of the most important sources in the question of Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. Here's an additional approach, but this is of slightly different nature than the poskim that I have quoted before, and that is the Avnei Nezer. In the seventh volume of Avnei Nezer, Siman Kuf Tesvav, there's a very interesting tshuva. And let me just say again what I said many times regarding the title of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was one of the greatest Gedolim of his time, a tremendous Ilui and a big, big Machadish. The Avnei Nezer, coincidentally, was also a Rebbe of Echotzer. He was the Sachet of a Rebbe, and he had many Chassidim. So the Avnei Nezer, on one hand, was one of the great Hasidic masters of his time, and on the other hand, he was one of the Gedolim Ador, one of the greatest Lamdonim in the Dor. And usually, the Avnei Nezer and the Sachet of a Rebbe are two different entities, and they don't really mix that much. With a touch of humor, I would say somewhat of a split personality. The Sachet of a Rebbe on one hand, and the Avnei Nezer on the other hand. But sometimes the Rebbe intervenes in Shuvas Avnei Nezer. It doesn't happen very often, but sometimes. And whenever he does, it's fascinating. It's very interesting. So in Siman Kuf Tes Vav Lekutei Shuvas Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer writes that in Poland nobody was choishes for the Issa Chodesh. Why? Because the choizen of the Brians, Chusa Yogan Aleinu, the great choize ate Chodesh. And he said, I'm an enikle of the Bach, and therefore I rely on the Bach. So the choizen of the Brians was an enikle of the Bach. The Chassidim weren't enikle of the Bach, but they were Chassidim of the choize. And they argued, what's good for the choize is good for us. What's good for the Rebbe is good for the Chassidim. And therefore, Hasidim in Poland weren't choishes to Chodosh. They relied on the choise. The choise relied on the Bach. And therefore, nobody in Poland knew about Chodosh. Nobody was choishes for Chodosh. So, you know, in my line, I could argue, you know, with the Shaidisari, with the Taz, with the Poiskim. I don't know how to argue with the Amanes, of course. The last thing I would want to do in my life is start up with the Chayzer Meloblin. You know, the Chayzer is the Chayzer Meloblin. So what I say is this: Misha Ochos b'Shepul deGlimei Shal Chayzer Meloblin Yesh Lo Al Malismach. You know, if the Chayzer will schlep us all along wherever he goes, we will go. Then we'll be good off. You know, we have nothing to worry about. But just hanging on to the Chayzer Meloblin when you don't know anything about him and you don't learn his style, that's a very risky proposition. So probably most of us have to deal with the Poiskim and with Hachros Adin, and we cannot just rely on the Chayzer like the Hasidim in Poland did. So anyway, we discussed the opinion of the Bach. The Bach differentiates between Ketzir Yisrael and Ketzir Nachri. We learned Sefer Truma. According to the Sefer Truma, Chodesh applies only l'makom ha'smuchim l'yeretz Yisrael, not in faraway cities and places. We learned the Or Zerua, Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz is medrabbanan, and the Turei Zov, that it's a suffix. But the question is still a tremendous question. Amudei ha'halacha. Berosham, Harambam, Harif, Harav, Shatoysis. They all maintain Alochik Rav Eliezer, Chodesh B'chutz La'aretz, also men of Torah. So what is the basis of leniency when throughout the ages most of Jews and Chutz La'aretz, Sadiqim, the Gedolim, were not Choshesh L'Yisra Chodesh? First and foremost, of all the Gedolim that dealt with this minhag is the Rosh, Shuvas Rosh, Klal Beis, Siman Aleph. The Rosh says, Svek Sveke. What are the two Svekes? Sofek, whether it's Chodesh or Yosha, Kradus of this year or last year. Even if it's this year's Prada, then we still have another Sofek. In Hishlish Lifnei HaPesach, then the Oymer is Matiyot. So maybe it's last year's grain, even if it's this year's, maybe the Shlosha was before Pesach, and it's Mutar. That is the interpretation of the Rosh. Svek Svek is Svek Svek Lakula. However, the Rosh brings that some of the Gedolim in his time argued, Chodesh is a Dovash Yesh L'Matirim. And maybe by Dovash Yesh L'Matirim we should be Machmir v'Svek Svek. We all recall the Gemara Beis Adav Dalet Nedom Daf Nun Beis Dovash Yesh L'Matira Nafilo Be'elef Lo Batel. Anything that's a Dovash Yesh L'Matira Nafilo Be'elef Lo Batel. In the concept of Bittul Barav, if a Miyat Yisur Ma'urav Barav Heiter, the Yisur is Bittul Barav. However, it's a Dovash Yesh L'Matira, something that could become Muta. The most simple example is Noilad in Shabbos. It's also, but just wait till Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, the Isur evaporates. And therefore, Dovash Yesh L'Matirin Afilu Be'elef Lo Batel. Some Gedolim maintain, as Chazal were Machmir Bevitul Barav, we also have to be Machmir Besfekis. Ad Shetuchlenu Be'isur, Tuchlenu Be'etor. But the Rosh rejects that opinion, and the Rosh argues, we do not find in Chazal a Chumrah only regarding Bittul Barav, regarding Sveikis, Svek Sveikis Mutar, by every Chashash Isur, even Doho Shiyeshlo Matirin. The most simple approach to this argumentation would be, we find that Rishoyim in two different approaches, why Chazal were Machmir B'Doho Shiyeshlo Matirin. Rashi writes in Beis Adav Daled, Ad Shetochlenu Be'isur, Tochlenu Be'heter. Why rely on Heterim? You could just wait, and there will no longer be any Chashash Yisur. Obviously, in accordance to Rashi's approach, Bittul Barav, even though it's a Din D'oraisa, but there is a certain degree of Dechak, certain degree of the, I don't know how to put it, a certain degree of desperation in the din of Bittul Barav. We have no choice. But if you could just wait till Motzei Shabbos, then we don't rely on Bittul Barav. according to this approach, the same rationale, the same logic will apply to Sveikas. I think it's even more convincing regarding Sveikas and Bittul Balav, because Bittul Balav, after all, is not a B'diyeh. Bittul Balav is Nefach Ha'isur Liyos Eter. By Sveikas, we merely argue, we rely on the chances that it's not an Issa. But why rely? Why get into doubt? Why take a risk if you could just wait it out until it'll be Heter Gomel? So according to Rashi's approach, probably we would argue that the same rule, the same Chumra applies to Sveikas, not only Bittul Balav. But the Ram has a totally novel approach in the Dome of Nun Beis. It's a complicated sword. I'll try to make it as simple as possible. The Ran is an abstract philosophical approach to the din of Bittul Balav of Dovash Yeshua Matlin of Filobiyah of Lebotla. The Ran writes, the similarity between things objects to Bittul Balav. Bittul Balav is based on contrast. This is also, this is Mutar. Yisrael and Heter are two opposites. They wage war. One of the two has to have the upper hand, and therefore the Rav overcomes the Miut. The majority overcomes the minority, and that's why the Miut is Bittul Balav Heter. But the more things are the same, the less logic there is to Bittul. Don't fight. Can't you get along together? And therefore, when the Issa itself is oimed liyos mutar in a short while, then it's not Issa muhlat. In a way, it's the same as the Heter. So instead of negating and waging war and overcoming one the other, you know, the Issa and the Heter make peace. The Issa is going to be the same in a while, and therefore, there is no Bittul Balav. That is the interesting approach of the Ran in Dorim Daf Nun Beis. Now, I hope you look at the Ran, you won't find the same wording as I just gave you, but basically that is the Svara of the Ran. And I think this Svara applies only to Bittul, has nothing to do with Sveikas, has nothing to do with the din of Sveikas. So, would we say that the Machlokes between the Rosh and the other Rishonim, whether we could rely on Sveikas B'Chodosh, depends on the two basic approaches, why Dovash Yeshua Matirin and Ein Bittul Balav? That would be a fair guess, but I don't think it's right. Because the Ran is a Yochid in his interpretation of this din, Dovash Yeshua Matirin Afilo B'Yerach Le'Vote. All the other Rishonim are in accordance to Rashi's explanation, including the Rosh, and therefore it would be far-fetched to say that this ruling of the Rosh is based on the Shita Saran, and therefore I think it would be more reasonable to argue Yiyeh Atam Asher Yiyeh, even according to Rashi, that the reasoning of the Dovash Yeshua Matirin Afilu B'Yerach Le'Bottel is because Ad Shetrechlenu Be'Isu Trechlenu Be'Heter. Nevertheless, we do not find in Gemara only the din of Lo Bottel, and not always could we be medana milsa la milsa. Ein lo choboi ela chidushoi, and therefore, svek svek, it does apply even to Dovash Yeshua Matirin. Regarding this halacha, this seems to be a stira in the Ramah, because in Reish Tzadik Gimel Siv Beis, when the Mechaber writes that Chodesh is also baby Yoras, baby Chutzoras, baby Shal Yisur, baby Shal Goy, the Ramah brings the Rosh, that many are noyeg to be meikel in Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz ve'ein limchos biyodom, because it's a svek svekel. On the other hand, in Simen Kuf Yud Yeredeya, that is where all the halachas of svek and svek svekel are concentrated, Kuf Yud Siv Ches, then Amor brings two opinions, whether svek svekel is relevant by Dovash Yeshua Matirin, and the more writes, nochoin la'achmir. So it seems to be a contradiction between the Ramah. But if we are really careful in examining the Lashon of the Ramah, I don't think there's any contradiction, because the Ramah Reish Tzadik Gimel writes, Ein limchos biyad ha'makilim, mutav shiyu shoygigim va'al yu mezidim. So it's quite clear that the Ramah doesn't see in the Svara of the Rosh a very reliable Svara to be made halachat chila. I think that Amo understood that the Rosh is merely coming to be the Yashav Min Hovan Shal Yisrael, the Doichak, and therefore the Amo adds Mutar Shiu Shogi Gevali Umesi B'nei Lim Chuzviyadam. And on the other hand, it's to make confused, the Amo doesn't paskin clearly that we cannot rely on Svek Sveke with those Yashav Min Hovan. He writes Nochoin Lachmir, or maybe Ra'uli Lachmir, I don't remember the exact wording, but it is clear in that Amo that it's not a clear psak that Svek Sveke lo mahani the Dovish Yashav Min Hovan, but rather somewhat of a recommendation, Shara'ui Lahakmi, and therefore I don't think there really is a contradiction. But the problem of Svek Svek is a greater one, because one of the most basic kolam rules of Svek Svek is Svek Svek Mishem Echod Lo Mahani. Sometimes Mitzad and Metzias we are two Svekes, but in essence and definition, it all boils down to one Suffek. This is a Chiddush that we find first source Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Tes, but all the Toskim maintain that this is a psak halacha. What are the two spekes that the Rosh says? Is it last year's or this year's? Was it nishash lifnei ho'aymer or la'achar ho'aymer? It's actually the same suffix. The suffix is it chodesh or it's yashan? Well, maybe we would say there are 12 spekes, 12 spekes. Whether this tavua, this grade is from Iyar or Sivan or Tammuz or Adar, Elul or Tishrei or Chesed or Makis or Teves or Shvat or Adar or Bat Mitzvah, makes no difference. Makes no difference. Is it Chodesh or is it Yoshen? So what difference would it make if it's last year's produce or this year's or Lifnei Pesach, Achar Pesach? It's all the same question. So why would that be considered a Svek Sveke? That is the greater problem with the Rosh. And interesting, this is a problem that we don't find in the Rishonim, but we do in the Achronim. Shas Shuvus Musal Ma'ish Simin Gimel, Ma'arit Al Gazi Perek Beis Mepholis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the spot, Yoredeis Simin Reish Sadi Gimel, are all baffled by the Rosh, maintaining that this would be considered a Svek Sveke. I think the Aruch HaShulchan, to the best of my memory, I didn't have time to check it this week, but I think the Aruch HaShulchan Aleish Salih Gemel comes up with an idea to the Miyashev Shittas HaRosh. One of the basic rules in this area is, if one of the two Svekis is more inclusive than the other, in any way, that would be considered a Svek Sveke. So the Aruch HaShulchan argues, there is a difference between the two Svekis. Regarding the question, could we bring the korban oimer from this grain? If it's last year's produce, we cannot. If it's this year's, we could bring the korban oimer. So regarding this question, which is different, it's not the question we are dealing with. Question of Isabeheta. Or rather, a question which was negated as much basically to our time. But nevertheless, I use Yoruch HaShulchan. The two Svekes are not exactly one and the same. There's an argument between them, and therefore that would be considered a Sveke. But it's a big doichik, because Belavachi ain't Nevi'im Korban Oimer Mechutz La'aretz. So we're dealing with Chodesh Mechutz La'aretz. One can't be Korban Oimer from Chutz La'aretz. That's the Mishnah Menachos Pei Gimel we quoted before. So there would be no difference between the two Svekes in practicality and Aloch. So that is one of the bigger problems with this Rosh. So if we want to conclude and summarize the discussion we had, more or less the basics for us regarding the Chodesh controversy. And I think the feeling we develop after just presenting the various shittas and approaches is maybe all these approaches are sufficient to be miyashiv minhogon shel Yisrael. One must be aware that in days of yore, hundreds of years ago, not using chodesh probably meant hunger in many Jewish homes and communities. Probably a basic ingredient of their diet was bread, grain, and abstaining from using chodosh would mean suffering for many families. So on one hand, it was shasachak. On the other hand, it truly was a suffix, because most of the Jews didn't really know the grain they use, whether it's this year's or last year's, Lifnei Pesach, Le'achar Pesach. In our times, we live in an age of abundance. We live in days of plenty. So we don't really have a problem with Chodesh. I mean, it's an effort, but there's enough Yashan out there. So why be Soymach on Dovkim? And on the other hand, it's difficult to say today, Sofek, Svek, Sveker, there are no Svekers. I mean, data is available. And all the organizations dealing with Kashas know exactly what is Chodesh, what is not Chodesh. So on one hand, the Svek, Sveker of Berash doesn't carry much water today, besides the basic problems with this Svek, Sveker, as we mentioned before. On one hand, Svek Sveker B'Dovah Sheshva Matirin is a big question. On the other hand, Svek Sveker Meshem Echod. And the Bach, well, the Bach was one of the greatest authorities in his time, but the Bach rejects the Shulchan Aruch. And most of the Shoyim places and the Rosh. So, the only approach with which I cannot argue is, as I mentioned before, well, if we rely on the places of the Chosim Rablim, then I have nothing to say, but most of us really aren't there. So I think it's quite clear, after saying all we said, that the more important psak and recommendation should be the Mishnah Brura. At the end of Siman Tov Pei Tes, I think it's Yivkot Mem Hei, and once again, and Bi Halacha, the Mishnah Brura makes it very clear. In his opinion, that Kol Yoreisho Mayim Yachmiya, and I think that is what probably we should do. Now, Chassid, that all his menhogim are according to his Rebbe, and his Rebbe eats Chodesh Yeshua Malisvich. But the vast majority of us who accept the Piskei Halachot Gedolei Rachmanim, and the Mishnah Brura prominent amongst them, the Mishnah Brura makes it very clear that even if we shouldn't be Moicha, but the Derech HaYeshora definitely would be to be Choshish, to be Yisrael of Chodesh in our time. So we have discussed one of the mitzvahs of this week's Pasha, and to me a very fascinating topic, and I don't know whether we have any great solution today, but we seek to achieve a degree of clarity in one of the major halachic dilemmas, controversies throughout the ages, and that is the question of Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz. We are in the midst of Yemei HaSfira, somewhere in between Pesach and Shavuos. When we try to think, Chodesh Boker gave us Shalosh HaGolim, which of the three is the most important? Well, the question is very provocative and maybe wrong, basically flawed. How could one possibly say what is more important? And with the Yengush Oshagoram, all the three are pillars of our existence, of our Torah, and they're all the same. But nevertheless, in Divrei HaRishonim, specifically when we learn the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo'i, I mean, we've mentioned this Ramban and quoted the Ramban 1,000 times, when the Ramban explains the centrality of Chag HaMatzos, the importance of Pesach. And the Ramban says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvahs, all towards the same goal, all based on the same foundation of Sipiyas Yis Mitzrayim, of Sikiyas Yis Mitzrayim? So it seems to be very clear in the Ramban and in many other Rishonim and sources of Chazal that Pesach is more central. That is so central in Yiddishkeit, the Torah. So I think it is very interesting to learn the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Shinbo, when the Chinuch explains the Mitzvah of Sfiyas Woyma, and the way the Chinuch puts it, Pesach is merely a stage in the preparation to Chag HaShavuos. Chag HaShavuos being the most central Yom Tov, Of course, Kabbalah Satoya Mamad Har Sinai was first and foremost in Jewish experience, revelation. Never did Klal Yisrael reach the heights it has reached during Mamad Har Sinai. Regarding Kriyas Yamsav, Chazal say, Rosu Shifcho Anayam Mashal Eroi Yecheska V'kol HaNaviyim. The entire nation was elevated to the Madrega of the Naviyim. But regarding Kabbalah Satzai, the Chazal say, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Gila Raz Zer Abonai Loshon Shemalachei HaShoros Mishtam Shuboi. When Eden said Nasa V'nishma, they were elevated to the Madrega of Malachei HaShoros, far greater than Yecheskel V'kol HaNaviyim. And Pesach is a stage preparation to Kabbalah Sotayah. And that is the essence, according to the Chinuch of the Mitzvah Tzvias Uwayno. It is from the second day Pesach we start to count. Count the days leading to Chag HaShavuot. Yemei HaSfira are a ladder. Sulam Musavotso, the Rosh Magia Shomayma. The foot of the ladder is in Eretz Mitzrayim. The upper rung is reaching to the heights of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah Satayah. And each day we count brings us one step closer to Har Sinai, one step closer to Kabbalah Satayah. So when we left Eretz Mitzrayim, the entire chizik of Aseret HaMakos, the revelation of Kriyas Yamsav, the tremendous madrega in Amuno, the Aminu B'Shem, of Moshe Avdoi, of the Tochan, of Ahavas Hashem, all were preparation to Kabbalah Sotayla, preparation to that one great moment of Kol HaShadivah Hashem, Nasa Benish. And these days of Sfira should be days of preparation. We should develop this feeling that every day we come one step closer to Kabbalah Sotayah. So the Kotzke Rebbe used to say Matan Torah was once in history, but Kabbalah Sotayah could be and should be every year, actually every day. This is the interpretation of the Chinuch, explaining the Shoresh of the Mitzvah of Sfiras Uwayno. So, in these days between Pesach and Shavuos, we are in the midst of a journey. We have embarked on this journey 16 days ago, and our eyes are fixed on the horizon, on Har Sinai. That is where we are going. That is where our focus is. We are on the way to Har Sinai, to Kabbalah Sotayah. Yirasam, we should all be zeicher to make the most of these days of Sfira, and when time comes, we should be able to say with all our hearts, Kol HaShadivah Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma. We should be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim V'Yahavo. And we should be zeichet to Yeshua's Yisrael and be as Goel Tzedek, b'meiro v'yomeinu, amen.